Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hello, this is Don Flockinger, features writer for Search Health IT, and you're listening to our latest expert podcast. Today, we're speaking with John Moore, managing partner of Chilmark Research, an industry analyst firm that focuses on healthcare IT adoption trends. Thanks, John, for joining us today. So you mentioned in an article at the Chilmark Research site that Google Health has partnered with entities like Lucile Packard, Children's Hospital, UPMC, the University of Pittsburgh, Sharp Healthcare, as well as some retail pharmacy chains. How significant are those partnerships in getting this site off the ground, or aren't they really?
In the past, I would have said that they're very critical to get those providers on board because that's where the gold standard of data is. And if consumers want to have a full-featured PHR, they would want to get their medical records into that repository, like a Google Health, as well as get their medication data in there, you know, from the pharmacies. Now that Google Health has made somewhat of a transition focusing more on health and wellness, I still think, you know, it is important for Google Health to establish those relationships with provider entities, but I no longer think it's absolutely critical. And the reason for that is I think that, you know, with the health and wellness tracking tools that they put in there, consumers can take more control of that and not necessarily need the traditional medical records that they would get, their personal health information that they would get from a given provider. And I think over time that's going to change. But right now, because providers are still in the process of putting their IT systems together to enable consumers to get access to their records, we're still a couple of years out on that, and the standards aren't currently there and robust enough to allow such. But, you know, as we look at meaningful use in stage one, those receiving funding will have to provide consumers a digital copy of their records within a given time frame after that request. So as that happens and that enablement occurs, that consumers will be able to get their records, then we may see that happen more and more in the future. But it's still a couple of years out. I think what right now what Google Health is doing by focusing on health and wellness is giving, you know, going directly to the consumer again and saying, here you go, consumer, we have tools that you may find useful, and not necessarily focusing on just let's get records into someone's personal, you know, someone's personal health information into their Google Health account from a given provider. Does that answer your question?
Yes, yes. And ultimately, to me, it seems that the consumers will have to find a reason to want personal health records. And you touched on this earlier in the conversation, but it seems to me that right now the Google site, and this is more a function of the market than of Google's strategy, seems to be geared toward people who are interested in fitness, or maybe people who have stats that are very important to keep track of, such as diabetics or people who are trying to lose weight. But maybe the average person doesn't really understand the importance of a personal health record. Do you think patients really have a reason to engage with a site like Google just when they're well?
Well, I think that's what it's all about with Google Health, is they're, you know, kind of taking an interesting tack to the market. Is let's not focus on people, you know, the traditional PHRs oftentimes focus on people that already had an illness or a sickness, or were trying to manage the care of someone that had an illness or a sickness. Right. Or in the case of their children, trying to manage their immunization records, what have you, and having the records all in place for, say, summer camp or the next school year. I believe what Google Health is doing is actually looking at, okay, why don't we just focus on things that people are already trying to track? And let's not focus so much on the medical aspects and the disease aspects of someone managing health, but the health, you know, the wellness aspects of what people are trying to do and manage their health, whether it's, you know, trying to set personal goals for weight loss, smoking cessation, tracking their blood pressure, Or, you know, as I said earlier, you know, with cardio trainer, tracking their workouts. It's not so much focused on the sickness aspects that most PHRs have focused on in the past, but it's focused more on the wellness aspects. And I think that's an important differentiation that has not been well articulated and presented by, you know, the traditional PHR market, as we call it, the personal health record market. So I think, you know, it's an interesting transition and an interesting way to gain traction in the market for Google Health. It remains to be seen whether or not it'll be successful.
Yeah, do you think that 5 years from now, or maybe longer out, the average person's personal health record is going to be at their, you know, insurance website or a hospital website or their primary care provider site? Or do you think it'll be at a third party like Google or Microsoft? What does your crystal ball say to you?
Oh, my crystal ball. That is a tough question. And the reason I say that is because we still don't know what the full definitions, you know, and requirements will be for meaningful use with regards to the High Tech Act and funding all the, you know, digitization of the healthcare sector. Because in earlier versions of meaningful use, it did require providers to provide their patients / customers with a PHR. In the future, it may not be necessarily provide a patient with a PHR. It may be provide a patient with the blue button, which is something that CMS and the VA have been developing that allows a consumer to readily hit, you know, transfer their records to their desktop or to another entity, say a Google Health or Microsoft Health Vault, where those records can be stored and managed by the consumer. And then you look at the ACOs, you know, the accountable care organizations and the patient-centered medical home, and what that may do, it remains to be seen with regards to medical records and how those records are shared and whether or not one can easily put together a longitudinal record. And that can also extend into the HIE space with the health information exchanges. And what role might they play within a given region in helping a consumer pull together a longitudinal record? And will that longitudinal record on behalf of the consumer sit within the health information exchange and be viewable by a citizen of a given state right there? Or will they have, again, say, for example, the blue button where they can download that longitudinal record and do a publish subscribe for updates and have that data moved into something more personal to them, which would be, say, a Google Health or a Health Vault or some other entity that has an ecosystem of applications, what I like to call personal health systems, that the consumer can invoke to better manage certain aspects of their health. So, in answer to your question, I would like to, my belief is that as we move to a more digitally enabled healthcare system with some standards in place that are commonly used and common definitions and using SNOMED and potentially more descriptive claims to administrative data with ICD-10, that consumers will be able to more readily gain access to information they can actually understand and use. And I believe that there will be some, you know, I believe that the majority of consumers will probably use what is provided to them by an ACF. Or a regional HIE, an enterprise HIE of sorts. But I believe also that there will be a significant portion, you know, not a majority, but a significant portion of the market of consumers will also use such tools as a Google Health or a Microsoft Health Vault or some other entity that's similar to that, a personal health system, to manage, you know, their health and wellness and track and trend it over time.
Thanks for setting aside some time to talk with us today, John. And readers, bookmark his site at Chilmark. That's 1L, chilmarkresearch.com.
Thanks again, Don. Do appreciate the call today and participating on this podcast.
Thank you for listening to the searchhealthit.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.